This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, March the 6th, 2025.
That's that first one you asked about is yours.
Oh, yeah. That one there. That's me. Well, so here's the funny thing, is I looked ahead. See, when you have the, it's this weird pressure that I give it to myself. It's from no, I know, and I'm not going to say fat. Well, you have a willy-nilly aspect to it.
I love willy-nilly.
But great band. I wish they'd go back on the road. But Willie and Nilly as a couple, a lot of people didn't know this. They were a gay couple.
Really were. Poncho and Lefty, he was talking about his nuts.
But if they went out on the road as a gay couple, all those ladies would not have been there for Willie and Nilly. Or Willie and Orr, because they had both their own fans. And they couldn't go out there and say, yeah, this song you think's about you, it's actually about Willie, because Nilly wrote it. And they were like, holy crap, man. We have to, like, put on this mask, this facade of who we really are to go out and sell tickets.
Yeah.
And Willie says, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. My career is everything to me. And Nilly says, oh, why? I thought I was your first love. He's like, no, my first love is music. And whether I have to live as a fake heterosexual, or if I can go out as a, they called him queer at that point. I think you can again now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna try it out in traffic.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But, you know, he's like, I'm going to be who I am. So willy-nilly broke up, and they've just not been able to see eye to eye lately. I guess probably been 20 years now.
Feel like you're opening up old wounds?
Old wounds, exactly what I was thinking, man.
Do you wish you had that control that females do around their crush? Now, part of this is, you know...
No!
Younger girls not really knowing how to act, but...
You're thinking about Marty's mama from Back to the Future. When she met Calvin Klein.
You know what? You could attribute it to that, and part of that was the time.
Where they were just wooing, like, oh, yeah. Oh, Marty.
Guys don't do that.
Or Calvin.
They're not wired that way, but I mean, it's like, you know, the girls see it as a crush, like, oh, he's good looking, he's cute. Maybe they don't want to take a picture, but like, oh, you know, a man's like, or a boy's like, oh man, she's hot. I want to squeeze her boobs, grab her butt, see her naked. All that stuff.
So it sounds to me like you're saying all cheating involves men.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure it probably does, but
with lesbians. So.
I didn't take that leap. I probably would have.
But men really don't think they're going to get caught.
Yeah, that is legit a gene.
Yeah, it is.
They don't.
And it started in the garden.
Thing.
Yep.
I think about that so much, especially when I learned that apples were not available in that part of the world. And I'd like, man, the serpent, is it a, here we go with the Bible minute again, but is the serpent symbolic of sexual activity?
I want to go back.
Think about that tongue. Ladies, be careful.
Hey, now.
See, I don't know about it. I got to go back and study just that part of the Bible, just the Garden of Eden.
You know what? I say this to really anybody. Even if you don't believe, if you'll read a Harry Potter book as tall as my fingers will go wide right now, read the Bible. It's even if you're just sitting there saying, do what? Like, what a deep mind thinker book it is. I mean, truly, like, if you'll sit there and read a Stephen King book the size of Tom Thumb, you'll sit there and flip that thing open all night long, staying up. You take in all kind of medicine and cocaine to try to stay up all night to read the Harry Potter book, and you won't read a couple verses a day, for God's sake.
There's no Warthog Express in the Bible.
You know what it is? Everyone knows, because we spread the word, as me and Paige. I'm smiling at Fatboy Ruby. You still have a chance?
I gotta look at her forehead. I don't see anything.
I couldn't go to Ash Wednesday yesterday, so don't make me feel bad.
Oh, wow.
Hey, maybe
he's going to say that when you're the Great White Throne Judgment.
You ain't so busy that you can miss Ash Wednesday.
You know what? I sat in here and watched her call, and because they have little love. I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn.
They have several services, but it didn't work out.
Didn't work out with her schedule.
I had to be in school.
Oh. Okay. So your priorities lie.
Yep.
Have fun in hell. That's all I'm saying.
Paige is part of a scared straight program that goes to area schools and teaches them the dangers. Like, you might end up on a morning show if you don't get your life right.
Well, look at, you know, my family's been disappointed ever since.
Welcome to the four gates of hell.
You know what? It is like a forbidden, like not forbidden, but just a unspoken shame.
It is, because I walked away from a good career.
Jesus, now look.
What's wrong with it?
Now, hold on a second. Let's not sell ourselves short here. It's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. I mean, I do.
It's really fun.
I love it. And when you're talking about the Bible, let's go back to the Bible for a second, because I do want to make a comment
about... Good on you, because I had my finger down and I forgot why.
I do want to make a comment about reading the Bible, and a lot of...
Oh, I know what it was. Let me say it, please. I just remember what it was.
I couldn't forget again.
No, I will forget again.
Please,
it's because as good believers, we spread the word, and we're telling you the end of the book.
Yep.
Yes. We're telling you the end of the book.
Right.
All right, go ahead, Paige.
Okay, reading the Bible, a lot of the stories, that's why I like to go to church, is hear the different stories about the different people.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just common sense.
You know, I mean, yeah. you take all...
deal onto others.
You take pretty... Not all of them, because I don't know about all of them, but if you take generally the big... It's like talking about them like they're a college football team, but if you take the bigger religions, you know, not these little 1A religions.
We talk about the Power Five religions.
They all kind of... There is a common thread. I mean, there really is. Like, there's a common thread that goes all the way through all of them, but then it's the... It almost... You know, it makes you, for the non-believers, it's like, how could you not see that when all of them said, yeah, one time there was a big time flood?
Right. But if they're recruiting you to, like, there's one of them that overlooks a lot.
Well, I don't know, and I bet I know which one you're referring to. And that's a fun game to play on the TLCMotors.com phone lines. 1-800-774-0093. Guess that religion Fatboy's talking about.
They recruit you with alcohol? You're like, ooh, okay.
Oh, somebody's been watching some Netflix.
I don't know of such religion, but...
What?
You can go into a secret little room and say whatever you want, and it's cool.
Yeah. It's no judgment zone.
Oh.
It's like, oh, man, this is... Look, you other religions, this is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, Alabama coming after you for Clemson.
Like, I would... I really, honest... this is weird. Honest to God, I bought a copy of Dianetics because I wanted to read it.
I tried 2 years ago.
Tried to read it.
I felt like I was reading the rumblings of an insane man.
Yeah, for those that are.
And ramblings.
I'm exactly, and we did not discuss this. I felt like I was, to me, it was like I was reading a graphic novel of Star Wars or Star Trek, maybe.
Yeah, but where we are now, it doesn't seem so as far-fetched as some of the stuff that comes
out. Well, gosh, I mean, culturally, socially, and technically, we have like fast forwarded the last five, maybe 10, but five for sure. This forward and just like stuff. I mean, it's pretty bizarre.
I'm not trying to be an SP, as Scientologists would refer to me as, but some of this stuff's a little far-fetched.
Stupid hard to pussy?
No, that's the second one. A suppressive person.
Oh, I see. I see all these new words with you, simp, and now this.
What's the one up under Tom Cruise? I think OT8 is the level up under what Tom Cruise is.
It's because of him that I actually, that and the documentary, that I actually wanted to read the book that I bought and couldn't get through. If anybody wants it for real, well, don't do that, because then I'll have to tell a bunch of people, no, somebody's already got it. I'll give it to a local something. I don't know. Whatever.
Charity.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't need to have it if I'm not going to read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's actually a principle of someone's life that they can take and pass on there.
Well, that's the secret of decluttering. If it doesn't give you joy, get rid of it.
I found out about it because The Price is Right.
Drew Carey?
No. Bob Barker days, man. If anybody remembers this, please text me.
I'm going to pump you good.
Watch out, Bob. That one of the daily whatever games, Plinko or the little mountain guy.
The
yodeler. It was brought to you by, I was like, what does that mean? It was brought to you by a book. It said, this is blah, blah, blah. Brought to you by Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. And I was like,
oh, they're trying to push it then.
Dude, and that was me as a, like, I remember it specifically from my nanny's house, my grandma, called her nanny. And when I say that, you know, the northerners are like, oh, yeah, your grandmother had money, did she? They're like, no, that was my grandma. Her name, Nanny. Anyway.
Her name, Nanny. That is a, this is tough even saying this because I watched a lot of Scientological documentaries.
That's probably right.
Did you get a degree in that?
They legit send people, like, after people.
I have no idea about anything like that.
It's like a mafia religion.
Pretty much. They go after their detractors and the people that try to leave the religion.
And I'm basing that off documentaries. I've never had the pleasure of knowing a
because there's just certain person people would like to know where this person's wife is who hasn't been seen in years and years.
Oh, God.
That's the documentary that...
I don't want to say the name because, you know, they legit send people after people.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you said about the Saudi... Crown Prince, where's his mom? Nobody knows where she's been.
Goodness.
There's another one I am not going to mention that is in that same vein of, hey, where's that person at?
So it's like between killing Khashoggi and his mom, like that's all he gets asked about.
Well, you should chill out with that, too.
Hey, man, I hide behind the red, white, and blue, baby.
Well.
Swords of justice.
Wow. People don't see that as the great symbol that we do around this world.
I would like to think they wouldn't let the Saudi Crown Prince come here and get me, pluck me out, and take me to Saudi Arabia.
He wouldn't, first off.
We're not going to let it happen.
He would have someone do it.
Unless he wants to pay a tariff on you.
You know, that's the bad thing. It's like, and this is another, talking about TV and, you know, the book and Price is Right and all that, how that young mind has kind of developed. And you remember in, like, especially early 80s, mid 80s movies where... God, this is exactly what this was. You know, it was like us versus Russia. Hey, what's up? Flashback. And, wow, this is like really deep right now. I'm serious. Yep. So, in the movie, they would sit there. Oh, look, flurries. It's snowing.
What?
Yeah, they just showed flurries on the traffic cam. Anyway, sorry, I popped for that. And then and I'll get pissed later when I flurries get stuck in crap. So... the movie that you'd be watching, there would be someone with a foreign accent, and you're already from the beginning. You having problems with the mouse?
Yeah, I got to have a battery, and I think the engineer's on vacation.
We have a team of three?
I don't think they get here till like 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you're watching the movie, and you're like, oh, God, you know who the bad guy is here? It's the guy with the accent. I don't know the country yet. I know it's the guy with the accent.
Good rule of thumb.
And then at the end of the movie, and not all, but a lot of these movies, he would end with, yeah, it was the other country, but it was one of our own that sold out.
Gosh.
And it put that in your head.
Those. Yeah, you see those a lot.
I know it. You know, like Bruce Willis, and I mean, you know, you do the guy's voice really well. From Die Hard.
Oh, dang it.
Usually.
Oh, Simon or Hans?
Hans.
Hans?
Hans.
John McClane. Professor Snape. Hey, can I turn Trump's mic on for a second? Yes. Chiming in.
Oh. We will protect you from the Crown Prince fat boy, but you might have to break out your knee pads.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Where did that come from?
Oh, Trump.
Lord.
Yeah, that's kind of mean.
Well, that's he demanded a live mic to the show at any point, so you never know when he's going to drop in.
He could pop in. That's kind of a beautiful
sound. Sounds a little groggy, but you know what? I don't think Trump sleeps legit for real.
Oh, and no, me neither. I mean,
plus, how does he sleep? Does he like get look? I imagine
down.
He comes like in completely butt naked and just flops on the bed.
You know, you've seen enough of the AI videos of him doing all these activities. You know, like the AI videos where, and he shares many of them.
He does.
And it's like, you know, now there was the dude. This is where it also gets weird. Remember, we were talking about like, can you imagine seeing Trump driving a car down the road? Just like you stop in traffic, there's Trump in a car. Or if you saw him at the grocery store. And then one day, see on TV? Him in a grocery store. Remember, he went and started picking up big bags of chips, buying them, and then handing them to people. You don't remember that video? Like, it was like we were riding a Simpsons episode.
Somebody pointed out to me, and I missed this, when Elon had his kid in the Oval Office, the kid goes up to Trump and asks him why he's sitting at his dad's desk.
No, bullcrap.
That's what they said it was in the video, and I didn't see it. But
that's a prompt by Elon, then. But that would not.
I didn't see the kid wiping boogers on the desk, and then Trump looking right at him.
Did he hit like a certain secret button on there, and a thing came out with the copy of the Declaration of Independence?
Trump's interaction with kids was like interesting to me because, look. The guy's always been busy. I imagine even with his own kids, like when they were growing up, they probably brought him in for a couple minutes at a time. Trump looks at him and then like, that's it.
Time to go.
Would have had to. Would have been like Bruce Wayne's parents.
What am I supposed to do with it? It just peed. Just peed everywhere.
A lot of piss. It's getting all over me.
It's more pee than anybody that I could tell you.
Yeah. But so
he was just bored by the kid, which I would be too. Kids are annoying for the most part.
Not true.
No, they're
some.
Not.
Like maybe I've had good situations myself.
You get to a certain age, where you're like, okay, kids.
Not your own though, right?
Yeah, not your own. Okay. But even then, you're like, might need a little break.
I can see how you'd feel that about other people's children.
It really is like serving a prison sentence, like you know. Like, hey, I'm out now.
Because people just let their kids run wild.
They do. It's like being on a date and you're gassy. And it's like, it's like.
I would have canceled.
But you become gassy maybe from dinner. And then.
I would have said something came up. I got to go.
The minute you leave her house.
Something came out. You got
to
go.
You fart all the way to the car. And then you get in the car and crank it up. And you don't want to sit there too long because she's like watching your lights to make sure you're getting out okay if she's a good woman.
If I knew he was farting, I'd have someone call me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting out there just blowing him for like emergency. 5 minutes straight. Because you don't want to do it around somebody, especially if they don't have a dog. If they have a dog, you can blame it on the dog.
Oh, that's not fair.
Until the woman says, my dog farts, but they don't smell like that. That happened to me one time.
The dog points at you and shakes his head and goes, no. Hell no. Don't blame that on me.
My dog turned into Balin there for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That bitch stinks.
Don't eat Mason. What do you think?
Tap that,
wrap that, slap that.
Oh, God, I gotta watch that today. I'm so excited.
I feel like you've seen one episode like for 10 minutes and that was it.
I think, you know what, and this is where I want to tip the hat, and I think it's fair, and if I'm wrong, tell me. I think Paige watched an episode just so she would know what the hell we were talking about all the time.
Yeah, I did.
See, I get that. Now, I've never applied that same principle to my own life. When I hear somebody talking about something that I don't watch over and over again, it pisses me off.
There are days I don't even turn the TV on.
I'm like, when people were talking about like Mad Men and stuff, dude, you love marketing stuff. You'd like it. And I'm like, you know what? This is like Dianetics now. I've heard about it too much, and I'm no longer interested.
I think, except
you might love
for
Roger Sterling.
Except for watching the news, I haven't watched much TV at all this week.
Well,
here he is again.
I apologize for that.
I just signed an executive order that Paige must fart on every date.
Well,
well, if you don't fart, don't you die?
He probably heard that from RFK Jr. that it's probably good for your body to actually release some every day. They say that about men with semen.
What?
You know,
you can't let it back.
In your 30s,
it affects your brain.
And you're not supposed to edge either. Doctors will tell you it's not bad.
Yeah. And also, Kama Sutra is not good for your heart either.
Because isn't your brain connected to your weenie anyway? So
I think
be a
neck bone.
Yours.
And then the neck bone's connected to the hand bone?
I forget. I think so.
So what's going to be on today's show? Well, Facebook, fussing, and all kinds of stuff. I know we don't want to get behind the eight ball yet, and that's not a cocaine reference. 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. We're going to have some fun today. Paige, what is up in the Plex? Don't text and drive.
Oh, yeah. Well, a thief swallowed $770,000 worth of something that some people find precious. We'll talk about that next.
Oh, man.
And your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh. Did she win the Gabbadell Syllabe? Is that who we're talking about here?
Is that precious?
He swallowed her.
I mean, that was precious, right? The only other precious I knew was one of my nanny's dogs.
Precious.
You see the
Fluffy and Precious.
You seen a video of me where they take Precious's mom and then she's at the bottom of the steps and Home Alone's at the top of the steps and they're arguing with each other?
I think. I've watched it.
There's too many.
I get it confused with Blindside.
Right. We had him on. You asked him if he saw Ray Lewis kill anybody.
Well, look, that was under pressure because of old goofball. All right. We'll do some headlines next. Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm glad everybody is feeling peppy today.
You don't care.
Peppy. I do. Pepe.
Peppy.
All right, so let's begin
Call
with
Call me
this.
Longstocking.
Longstocking. let's begin.
Yeah, I forgot about old Pippi.
Let's begin with this story about this person. This 32-year-old person who stole $770,000 worth of diamonds.
Diamonds are forever.
Precious to someone. So this is from Texas, and his name is Jathan.
Gilbert. What? That's been a Facebook fussing name.
Yeah, it has.
I wrote that name, Jathan.
Jathan.
Somebody Gilbert. Stole it and had a kid.
He attempted to steal $1.3 million worth of diamonds from a Tiffany & Co. in Orlando. That's a really nice.
So he's a looter, right? Like a smash and grab, run out
on
real
his
quick.
Way out.
Was it like a big, like a Hope diamond? He just shoved it up his rear end?
He got away with some earrings and stuff. and such. So he got into a scuffle with employees and dropped a ring.
That's a black diamond, sir.
But he got away with two sets of diamond earrings worth $610,000 and $160,000.
You know, so, if I had the money, like if you had the money, would you not be scared to freaking death to wear them out?
I would.
I know.
I know somebody who works in real estate that just stopped wearing her wedding ring and stuff like that because of people are sketchy these days.
I'll bet her she's cheating on her husband.
In these open houses.
So somebody I just looked up the Hope Diamond, which all those movies were about and stuff. It's actually in the Smithsonian. Like they took that
I
too.
I believe it would be.
Oh, it's with Martin Crane's recliner.
45. Oh, I know someone who's there. I should have him take a pic for me. A 45-carat blue diamond.
Oh, pretty. That is my birthstone.
How do they, like...
My dad's as well. He claimed the alternate one when it came to birthstones. He's like, I ain't wearing a diamond, Matthew.
Not Bo Mill.
So pretty.
No.
You, how can they track these if somebody takes them? Can they track jewelry? I don't know the technology.
Something like that's got... So I'm guessing that it's got some kind of air tag or something on it.
I have no idea how you would do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
A pair of earrings or a ring, but...
Well, something, and what he's... I was talking about the Hope Diamond specifically. The earrings and stuff. I mean, unless they've got some, you know, like... I don't think they do it anymore. Like, we'd go to a store and they would have the little hard tag on the bottom. And it supposedly, if you walked out, it'd shoot ink all over you. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's what they told you, at least.
Yeah, is that still a thing? Yeah, it's from the makers of the people who put the chemical in the pool, so when you pee, it shows a different color, which is bullcrap.
So this is the deal with this guy. He jumped into his SUV and tried to drive all the way back to Texas, but the police tracked him down a few hours later. But before they took him into custody, Jathan swallowed two sets of earrings. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Everything those are has to come out in the wash. You know what they mean.
Those are the I hope those come out diamonds.
Plus, you're not going to get away with it. We've seen the smuggling shows. They are going to wait until
they'll
you
wait.
Have to go.
They're
yeah.
patient.
They'll say, do you need us to call the doctor?
We need the evidence.
No, I'm fine. I'm doing good. And they're sitting there sweating and turning a different skin color. They're about to pass out.
You need some laxative? Paige, is that a thing as far as like the tags go on the clothes? Don't people try to get them off?
Yeah.
Do they still put those on there at Squirt Out Ink? Because that ruins the merch.
I don't work for a store that does that.
Okay.
And that used to damage.
Do you shoplift from one that does?
No.
All our shoplifters,
you know,
text in.
I haven't really bought any clothes in a while.
Yeah, I haven't either. They don't tag mine, though, because if you stole mine, you'd have to have a crew to, you know, hide it.
When
the
I
church
was,
is so big.
Yes. When I was working for my...
The dude's taking a tent. I just saw him. He's got a tent. He's got a tent.
That's a pocket tent. Get him.
It might be a pop-up, but that's clearly a tent. Or a table cover.
That'd be...
You made the joke. I just ran
that
away.
My favorite designer hasn't really come out with anything that I can't resist.
Oh, Bugle Boy?
The boy.
Terry
had an
Guess.
Off year.
God, man. Terry Guess. I was trying to... I couldn't think women's brands that quick.
Is that still a thing, Guess Jeans?
Yeah. There's some cute stuff. I don't really shop.
Now's not the time to be walking around with a big question mark on you.
Nope.
Yeah. Ditto.
It's really not.
Grab a pair today.
I'm wearing white Republican jeans.
Oh, wow. Mud. Wearing mud.
Not after Labor Day.
Can't
okay.
do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Those dudes, you know, I made the joke the other day, but that was such a pain in the butt to get expensive, not expensive now, but maybe, but a name brand jean brand you're so proud of, but when you tucked in the shirt, it revealed the size to everyone. And I hated that as a fat kid.
I mean,
it's like, I want them to see that it's the brand because I got peer pressure.
You
got to
flex a little. But
so
they kind of know.
I did a half tuck. So I'd tuck it under and then flip it under my belt where it'd come up under the bottom and cover the numbers. But reveal that, yes, those are Lee jeans.
Or did you have the long leather belt where you kind of tuck the excess up under the belt?
Only in the front did I have those. We had those braided belts, remember? Mm-hmm. Those weird, like, island-looking belts.
Party in the front.
You know what fat guys...
I don't know what those were about. Those braided leather ones that you'd buy them too big so you could fold it over and shoot it straight down your leg. Do you remember that day?
Yes. Well, the good thing was you could make a hole out of any part of the belt.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hang your keys. Yeah. Yes. God, yes, man.
Fat guys love the structure sweater vest. That's what they loved.
Yep.
A vest?
The structure sweater vest, because they wear it over any kind of shirt.
Did it cover any kind of things that weren't?
I mean, you still know they were fat, but it worked for them.
Okay. And that still stands today, and I say it too. If you see a bigger guy wearing a vest on one of those days, you're like, man, that's not cold today.
He just don't feel good.
No, he's... Boobies are, he's self-conscious about it. I've been there. I know.
Yeah.
So you walk up to him and say, squeeze them together for
us. You never wear ash gray shirts ever as a thicker guy.
Mm. Nope. Nothing kind of tan looking.
Yeah.
You know, you'll pop a nip. No. Sure.
Those leggings that the women wear with the skin tones, you would never wear that shirt.
I got a couple nipple shirts. I forget about it until, you know.
Oh, you do?
From a distance, it looks like I have no nipples.
And I missed it.
Yeah. I didn't miss it. I was like, oh, man.
It's right there.
I thought you just didn't have
a
top on.
Are you just happy to see me?
That's why I got to make the fart face of the shirt to relieve some of the, so nobody can see the nipples. It's kind of like
man,
Skull Bandit.
I'm not even like, that's all from the day. Many of you out there still with the big guy breasts know. I mean, it's a struggle in that area. Everything else, like the folds over on the sides and the muffin top and stuff, I was like, I don't know. That's not top of mind. I don't see that myself.
Muffin so, top.
Back to the story, they scanned this guy's body and found the jewelry, and they just waited it for, you know, for it to come out.
Sir, the good news is you passed the...
The good news is
you just lost 16 pounds.
Now, it sucks as the cop, you have to, you know, dig through the waste, but do you have to watch him to make sure?
Oh, good
it's
question.
Evidence.
Wonder if anyone in our audience knows, that is an officer or was or is, knows, like, is that something you're like, oh, God... You call in someone who's got a desk job to go through the fecal matter? Because I heard, like, if you had this is all hearsay. I heard that if you had a someone in cuffs that poos themselves in your car, you can, when you go back to the
station house,
that you can direct one of the rookies to clean your car.
Oh, I would. Or another prisoner. Say, look,
in an oxygen tank. Dude, I know. Like, y'all don't want to do the chain gang no more. Well, how about you just clean this crap out of my car? And then they say, and we're going to put the guy who did it in the cell with you. So there's animosity from the jump.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right,
Paige, thank you. I'm running for sheriff this fall.
Yeah, you are.
Put me on the chain gang.
I'm running from a sheriff this fall. I meant to say.
All the above. Running for and with.
Lord. Fat Boy, what is up in sports? Thank you, Paige.
We'll talk about the curious case of Sammy Sosa's skin. Sammy Sosa's back in the...
I haven't heard an update on that feller in a while.
I'm going to show you a couple different pictures.
What happened to his skin?
Well, I'm going to tell you about that, too. Oof. Spring training is going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sammy made an appearance for the Cubbies and took some pictures with some people.
Hmm.
The Sammy we knew may be back. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I got so many questions.
Because last time we saw Sammy, he didn't look like Sammy.
Yeah. But you know, like, there's that one model, I can't recall her name. She's very, very famous. And she has, like, for lack of a better term, she looks tie-dyed.
Oh.
She's got this.
Dang it. Who is it?
But it's like she's so freaking hot that it's like, how is the. It's, I don't know. The beauty just shines through all that, what people would say is not perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about,
I can't think of her name. I see her in makeup commercials and stuff. Paige, you ought to be ashamed you don't know that answer.
You should have chimed in.
I don't know her name.
Who is
I'll look at. I don't know how to look that up. I'm afraid. No, I'm not. I'm not going to Google that.
Tie-dyed model?
Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
Already told you.
All right, good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. On this day in sports history, way back.
Oh, way back. That sometimes is good for me, actually.
Well, you might get this one in even... 40 years ago, 1985.
Oh, Lord. That's when I'm celebrating my 40th year collecting sports cards.
It's funny you mention that. I'll get to that shortly. This gentleman's first professional fight ended with a knockout of Hector Mercedes in the first round. First ever fight.
I wish I could ask you this question because you do a good impression, but I believe that's Arn Mike.
It is Arn Mike. Most on the beautiful thing.
Okay, maybe don't do a good one then.
That was Paige. I ain't even done mine yet.
Do yours now.
That's terrible. Forgive me.
Okay, Sammy Sosa. I'll tell you real quick because I kind of want to do the other thing instead. He's black again. And because he was white for a little bit.
Yeah.
He bleached his skin.
It was like like the movie White Chicks. No lie.
Yep. And then there he is yesterday taking a picture.
Oh, man. Hold on. I want to.
So he looks like Sammy used to look.
I mean, he looks like quite younger, in fact.
So people were saying that, you know, his pigment returned, but.
What if he got some bad stem cell or something?
Other people were like, look, he just bleached his skin. That's all it was. Like,
why?
Obviously, he was going to return.
So, God. So let me ask you this. Well, I mean, like, is that what Michael Jackson did?
Like, I don't know.
I never heard, like, what fully that was. I mean, it was always said it was some skin disorder or whatever you want
to call it. Yeah, vitiligo or whatever that was.
Yeah, he had some kind of psoriasis, and I don't know, tetter, ringworm?
A ringworm.
That's a fungus.
I said he had, he had vitiligo, a skin condition that causes white patches.
Man.
Michael Jackson.
Is there the opposite of that? Like, could you be a white person, you start turning black?
I don't know. I don't think you could in this current climate, but I'm sure somebody's done it. Wait a minute. Didn't Dolezal do it?
That was just tanning, though, I thought. Oh, no, she did take a pigmentation pill that...
What's up with that?
Gosh, what is that pill called? I don't know. It's something that basically... A lot of people take it. Some people take it. They think it keeps their tattoos darker. Some kind of something. I forget. I don't even know how to Google that either. Yes, very bizarre.
Let's talk about a little insider trading, if you will, when it comes to the sports card world. LeBron James just became the first player in NBA history to eclipse 50,000 points.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at this beautiful, beautiful card.
I know. I got an email about it yesterday.
See, now you get that email.
Get that hype email.
This is a one of one. It ain't going to be in a pack. It's going to be like in a whatever. I'm and my mind's blanking. Whatever Topps' version of an immaculate 40. Is, whatever that is. Like a box you're going to pay at least a couple grand for it to maybe get it.
Yeah.
Why would LeBron not want it or be offered the chance to get it?
So what set is that? What are they calling that set? I do have the email, but I deleted it because I know. I will tell you this. I think it's those on-demand cards they do. And that's the email I got where they what they do, they've done it since COVID.
Yep.
So what they do is they say, oh, my God, this record just got beat. And this would obviously already, they'd have the ball, you know. People knew, okay, he's close to doing this. So they're like, hey, LeBron Sr., we want to make this card of you. Here's the deal. Obviously, they're talking to the agent. And, well, how many are you going to make? Well, we're going to pre-sell them. So we're not going to lose any money.
Yep.
So if 5 million people order this card, that's how many we make. Or if only 50 people order this card, that's how many we're going to make. But I can tell you that there is a very strict security video process they do to show that those do go out. They almost have to prove when it comes to those, like the triple logo and all that stuff, they have to have documentation. Yes, this did go out.
But you hate the fact that it's going out because that's a ticket for somebody.
But it's the lottery. I mean, it's literally the lottery. But yeah, you get one of the cards and he signed it. He added anytime you get an inscription from an athlete, that's gold because it's like you're getting an extra autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I met Ali, I got him to sign it, AKA Cassius Clay. So I got two autographs.
Wow.
I think the only reason LeBron signed it was because the ego of it. He knows it's the one-on-one that's probably going to break the record for all sports cards. I mean,
well,
he wrote 50K points on his part of his elbow sleeve, the Nike swoosh.
They also did one from weekend before last, did Topps Fanatics, that has The Rock, John Cena, and who's the other one?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott, yeah. And there's a one-on-one triple auto of that.
There it is right there.
And again, they're not going to lose. I mean, they're gonna sell enough of those where people are going to make it worth their while to come up with. But
even the shot here of Cena getting clocking Cody in the face with the watch.
Yeah.
That's a one of one.
Yeah.
They make them so fast.
Dude, did you see that Travis Scott actually, like, legit busted Cody's eardrum when he slapped him in the head.
Yep. Jesus.
I know. Like, legit. And then when he was, again, they say, insiders say, that it was not supposed to happen.
Why do we have celebrities thinking, trying to learn how to work?
Because they're letting them.
God.
And Logan Paul's the exception of, like, well, maybe we got to let Moore try because he's actually real good at it.
Oh, TS don't really have like a good now. Track record.
He's a great wrestler. Really, his microphone skills are extremely lacking, considering that's what he does, being a creator or whatever you want to call him.
Content creator.
I have a hard time calling him a creator. That sounds like, I mean, there's only one creator. Thank you, Lord. But
not Tyler.
I produce content. Yeah. So is that what I do now? Like, do we produce content?
We are content creators.
No.
They like to
radio people.
We're out of here.
We're done.
I don't like. I hate that question.
I do too.
What do you do for a living? Well,
I create.
I have a talk show. Is it a podcast? Well, yeah. Like if it's afterwards, but you can hear it live too. Oh, like on the radio? Yeah. That's what I said because I was on the radio. You dummy! I'm never coming back to your house. I was going to make up an aunt's name, but that wouldn't be fair
to
do.
Make one up.
Because they would think that I'm talking about one of them.
Oh.
Aunt? Thank you.
Aunt.
Aunt.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very nice.
There's something that rhymes with. We will take a break. And gosh, man, that was a fast hour, fat boy.
It really was.
That is a fast hour.
Time flies when you sit down for a living.
It does.
I'm so busy. I got some bills to pay.
Stop making fun of me.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll do some phones if you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. Thank you.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.